May 5th, Psalm 103.
Of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
God knows, God remembers. Mike Bullmore. Psalm 103 is like a Thanksgiving table laden with rich food. Right from the start, the psalmist speaks of all the benefits we have received from God, with a clear intention to point out the abundance. There are mercy benefits, there are compassion benefits, and throughout the psalm there are listed the benefits of God's steadfast love. There is one blessing, however, that stands out in bold relief. It is the fact that God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust, verse 14. There is great hope and great comfort to be found in that truth. Two wonderful things flow from the fact that God knows my frame and remembers that I am dust. First, it means that I don't need to pretend. The one who is the most important audience in my life is fully aware of who and what I really am. What a relief. Second, the fact that God knows my frame and remembers that I'm dust means he's not expecting flawless perfection from me. This is no excuse for laziness or self-indulgence. It simply means God knows the limits of my ability, and because of my weakness, he deals with me with tender compassion. We will regularly fail. We will still sin. The amazing thing is that even though we still sin, if we are in Christ, God no longer deals with us on the basis of our sin. It isn't that he doesn't deal with the sin in our lives, it's that now he deals with our sin not according to our sin, but according to his steadfast love. There is no benefit greater than this for sinners like us, and there is nothing so entirely undeserved. And it all flows from this wonderful truth, that God knows our frame, remembers that we are dust, and deals with us with corresponding compassion. it probably should not go without noting that this psalm begins and ends with a call to bless God, that is, to praise Him for His goodness to us. Certainly, near the top of the list of reasons to do so is this simple but profound fact. God knows us for who we really are, and He deals with us according to that knowledge. That's a great reason for gratitude and praise. So, bless the Lord.